have a particular value system. And it's in that particular value system puts people above profit. But the European doesn't have that value system. And I'm talking about those who make European policy. They really are about profit over people. And that's what we have to take down. The prime minister said that they were terrorists and the mercenaries that come to kill him and members of parliament.
These men were mercenaries, he says. They were here to attack part of the executive branch of the government. I promise you, we will know every detail of why they were here.
I talked to some of these men and women on the streets of Haiti who haven't eaten in like 6 days. Like, they're as skinny as skeletons. And then they're singing, and somebody shoots them from miles away with a drone. Remember, we found 2 drones. In these people's arsenals.
To me, it is very serious because we're talking about a democratically elected president that's under threat of being removed by some very, you know, radical groups.
The president must go, he says. This is a fight for our country.
Dans ce combat,
there will be a revolution, he says, a new government and a new Haiti.
Okay, they are aiding and abetting genocide in Haiti. They are killing folks who haven't eaten in days, who have been left cholera by the UN, who have been raped, who are being organ trafficked. And I'm telling you this, my name is Ezeli Danton. I have been fighting for Haitians for almost 30 years now of my life. If I can't do it, my children will do it. And the children of my children will do it. We will come after you because you should not allow these people to kill innocents like this. And I'm telling the International Criminal Court to pay attention to what just happened in Haiti because there are more mercenaries hired by this corrupt government being held by this core group of Westerners. So much so, the Haitians just burnt the American flag and asked Russia for help.
Many are aware of curcumin's great multifaceted benefits. It has antioxidant protection and hormone balance support. A research study indicates curcumin can help protect against estrogen mimicking chemicals, help shield against free radicals, and encourage normal cell cycle growth, amongst many other things. But the Rev Genetics curcumin has been shown to get 270 times more of the compound into a woman's bloodstream than standard curcumin supplements. This means that this product works much better than any other curcumin supplements on the market. I am so excited to be able to offer this to you. Click on the link below and see scientific studies, charts and comparisons, and much more.
They did that in Mexico too.
Yeah, and that's what Clinton did. Clinton made Haiti lift up tariffs for these products that Haitians are making, and then it was dumped into the Haitian market. And it killed the farming industry in Haiti, and their local agriculture. So they came into the cities to work in what they called these sweatshops, because America was trying to bring them into this space of sweatshops. And of course, you know, that happened in the time before the Chinese wall fell and all the Cold War was gone. All these Haitians came into this place. They left their traditional way of life, and then once the United States could go to other places, like in Haiti, for instance, the minimum wage at a certain point was, you know, let's say 60 cents an hour. I think that's what it is now. Something like you can go to Afghanistan and get, or China and get 20 cents an hour. So they left Haiti and went to the places where it's even, by that time though, you've lost your property, you've lost your land, and you have these slums that are left in Haiti. And that's how Cité Soleil was created in Haiti, through these policies of the United States. So we at the Free Haiti Movement say, you know, we want our resources to be invested in our local agriculture. We want to protect our local markets from American dumping stuff in there. from and having these NGOs, non-for-profits, come in, and they stay forever, so that when there's a crisis, they're the ones that give the food. So the farmers don't get to give the food.
Oh, see, if you guys had, the farmers can provide it and get out. Okay, so now if you had a genuinely elected government by your own people that were making decisions that were good for you, most of this would stop, right? Or could they be paid off? Could the local people get paid off and you're screwed anyway?
No. See, the thing is, the Haitian people, it's like everywhere, okay? We're not different, right?
You're not. That's why I'm trying to understand.
We have a particular value system. And it's in that particular value system puts people above profit. But the European doesn't have that value system. And I'm talking about those who make European policy. They really are about profit over people. And that's what we have to take down.
You know, it's a global criminal cabal. The Americans are being used everywhere to do it. And it's making us look bad. Well, we are bad if we're allowing it to happen. But it's all happening in our name. I just had Alfred Desaia on my, he was a UN human rights guy that was not liked very well. And he's talking about all over the world how this is going on. It's a global criminal international cabal that's being done in the name of the America. Now in Haiti, it might be more directly some Americans, but around the world, it's not all Americans, but it looks like it is. And so we have an avalanche of people that are going to be, it's scary because there will be a backlash.
Okay, so I told you a little bit about Leland and the fact that he worked for the UN, and he worked for the UN training the very same policeman who stopped him for doing these illegal things on February 17th. Okay, and then you have Chris Osmond. Now, he's the only one that has said anything about what he was doing in Haiti, because when they were stopped, they said to the police, our boss will call your boss. We don't have to say a thing.
Oh, geez. So that's just basically saying we have all this power. So now, once they were let go, they were taken out, the deep state came in, freedom. How did CNN spin it so that it looked like it wasn't, you know, what happened there?
Exactly. So on the 17th, they were arrested. On the 18th, the United States got its puppet Haitian prime minister to go on CNN. And he went on CNN and he said the most shocking thing, because what we saw was finally, I have been saying and Haitians have been saying, that there were mercenaries in Haiti that were not Haitian that were killing the people with sniper shots. And we have, you know, the headshots. CNN, when it started talking about this, first of all, it said, you know, Americans arrested in Haiti, former military, charged with illegal weapons trafficking, and they were also charged with conspiracy to commit crimes. But CNN kept the great Haiti disaster stories as its curtain. It never said, for instance, that Christopher McKinley, who's formerly Christopher Eben, and this is a former Navy SEALs, was a former employee of CNN. CNN never mentioned that. It actually never had a picture of these white males at all. The only picture it had to go with this story of five Americans being arrested in Haiti for arms trafficking and having the possession of illegal guns and driving a car without a plate was that a picture of like the Haitian being tear gassed. I saw or Haitians pulling a Haitian that was killed by a sniper shot or by some shot. So it was the disaster story that you saw. There was no picture or any sort of reporting about who these men were. And CNN never said. that Mark Eben, like he changed his name. His name is Mark McKinley now, but his name was Mark Heben. And he was a well-known CNN, Fox, and other media personality who would talk about, he's an expert on, you know, black ops. Essentially, that's what his resume says. He's an, his name is Christopher Eben, expert in black operations, black ops operations, psych op operations, sniper experience in the wars in the Middle East there. But, you know, never mention that this guy has, he was a physician. Was he a physician? Christopher, yeah, he got arrested, not arrested. He was convicted of three forgeries, three counts of felony for steroid, giving steroid prescriptions to people, and taking them himself. He was arrested for, he was charged in a case where he said three black guys shot him, and the police found out that was untrue.
The scientists at LivePet are hard at work solving our cancer epidemic. They have the most promising cancer trials going on now with pet clinics around the country that I have ever seen. You can see the promising cancer research and trials going on some of the past shows that I've done. The links are below. While working with C60 and other ingredients, these talented scientists developed a hair growth serum that really works. They sat on it for years. After all, cancer is their focus. But they now realize how much the profits from this product could really help their cancer research. So the C360 Hair Growth product was launched. C360 Hair Growth is specifically designed to revive your hair growth by targeting hair follicles and restarting your hair growth cycle. C60, the active ingredient in C360 Hair Growth, reactivates hair follicles that have stalled due to hereditary hair loss, physical conditions, or environmental factors that may affect follicle production. You will begin to see visible results using C360 Hair Growth within 3 to 6 weeks. Buy today knowing that your future hair growth will help fund very promising cancer research. See more at the link below.
So it's another example of a guy who has this dirty past. This is great because we can put some pictures up of him and people can relate to it. But the point is that these black op guys are people who they can control. It comes down to human compromise.
Yeah, because
they can control these guys.
Let's say they have a drug problem or a gambling problem. Well, they can control it through this because they need to make that easy money. And if the United States needs to do a quick job.
So now what did the president say?
Our weaknesses. Say again?
Well, what did the president of Haiti say? I mean, how did these guys get out of it?
This is really, really crazy. And as a lawyer, you know, it just makes me think of how we don't have laws. Like, the laws mean nothing at all.
Yes, we're seeing that. That's sad. Yeah.
The laws are as strong as the enforcers, right? And we have no power to enforce as the people. So we're sort of, it's a really horrendous experience as a lawyer for me to see this, okay? So essentially, his name is Jean-Henri Seyant, who's the prime minister of Haiti. He and the president of Haiti, the Haitian people want all of them gone. This guy has been, you know, he has a checkered past of being a notary or a lawyer that takes people's lands. I mean, he has a lot of, but these are the people that the United States puts in office. Okay. You remember Michel Martelly, the misogynist,
yeah,
that Hillary
Clinton. People they can control. They put people who are compromised that they can control. Human compromise is very well widespread everywhere, including in our Congress.
Exactly.
But keep going.
Exactly.
Yes.
So if you're, you know, and sometimes they'll set you up, you know, they'll like give you an underage girl to have sex with and you don't know that girl's underage. And then they'll.
Or they drug you. You know? Wake up with the underage girl in your bed.
Exactly.
Yes.
So I want people to understand the patterns do not change people. Okay. So I'm sure each of these men have their own stories. Do you understand? But from my point of view, here's what we see. We see a people who is desperate to control their own country. And they're going to go out into the streets to exercise their freedom, their right to free speech, and to get rid of this government. And each time you'll be walking, and a lot, I'm saying, I talk to some of these men and women on the streets of Haiti who haven't eaten in like 6 days. Like, they're as skinny as skeletons. And then they're singing, and somebody shoots them from miles away with a drone. Remember, we found 2 drones in these people's arsenals. We found telescopes, and we found sniper gear.
So now what, gosh, that's awful. So what did the president say on CNN?
So on CNN, it was the prime minister. We wondered why they didn't have the president talk. But what was happening was the lockdown, so that the schools were closed, the flights were canceled. And how, you know, these people, some say they came in the day before, but I have information that many of them were in Haiti for a while, much longer. And so the prime minister said that they were terrorists and the mercenaries that had come to kill him and members of parliament. His spokesperson did a tweet where he clarified that and said that they were found near the bank, the Central Bank of Haiti, when they were arrested on that Sunday. They were found near the bank because they had just came from the bank. They were trying to get into the bank. And said the reason they were trying to get into the bank was because they were going to go up the, because it's one of those high buildings, and the building looked straight across at the prime minister's office and the parliament office. They said they were trying to get vantage point so that they could kill him. That's what he said. Okay. CNN never investigated. Nobody has investigated this allegation that they were murderers, came to kill the prime minister. Now, let me give you some context of why he might have saying that. On July 7th, for instance, when people went out into the streets, there was a different prime minister, July 7th, 2018. What happens is they're trying to get rid of the president. We have a parliamentary system where there's a prime minister that has a cabinet. And so whenever they try to get rid of the president and the thing for the president, he lets go of his prime minister. So this prime minister doesn't want to leave. And the Jovenel Moïse has been trying to say, I'm going to appease the streets by letting you go. He's like, no. So he's essentially saying that the Haitian president hired these mercenaries to kill him.
Oh, and CNN allowed that narrative to run.
Never saying one word about it.
But then how come if that really is true, why are they free? Why isn't there, I don't know. Okay, keep going.
Asking that question. Please ask your government. So Pascal Adrien, who's the spokesperson for the prime minister, he's the one that specified how, you know, they were going to go up on the top of the bank. Now, So when they were arrested, the reason we know that they were working for the president of Haiti and probably the prime minister too. See, this is all where the fog comes in. Okay, so here these people are arrested. I'm here, and all of Haitians are wanting to know what's going on. And are they? Our first question was: are these mercenaries the ones that were rolled out on November 18th? There was a rollout. You should see the pictures. They were camouflaged trucks. And we could see, even though they had masks on November 18th, when they came out to suppress there were millions of people on the streets. We saw white males inside the Haitian police.
Well, it's a big deal. The white males is big just because that's rare, right?
No, in Haiti. No. They covered themselves up in cagoule. I don't know how you say that in English. Like, they had like mask, black military grade mask. All their hands were covered up, but you could see, like, you could see the risk. You could see. I have pictures on my website.
No, but what I was saying is that a white male is fairly rare in Haiti.
now that the UN is not there. But, you know, we supposedly had all these, you know, NGOs and so on. But yes, it's because they weren't wearing a UN uniform because the minister is gone. These guys just came in and, you know, they were driving around carelessly because they thought they had the president power. And I'll tell you why we know that the president is connected to this. Now, see, what I think is that the prime minister, when he saw that the government, both him and the minister and the president, were caught red-handed hiring mercenaries to kill their own citizens, he went on CNN and tried to, I guess, say it was all about the president. Do you understand?
These men were mercenaries, he says. They were here to attack part of the executive branch of the government. I promise you, we will know every detail of why they were here.
It was to deflect. They were hiring mercenaries to create fear, and they want to deflect it to make it look like it was but assassination. But regardless of either case, those people need to be held.
Exactly. But they were freed. And so here's the details. OK, let me just tell you what we know for a fact. So Prime Minister went on CNN. Everybody can find that information out and what he said. Nobody investigated. Then the spokesperson, his name is Renal George, of the president said, no, they weren't there to kill the parliamentary members or the opposition to me, but they were there to rob the bank. This is what this is what Renal George, who is the spokesperson of the Jovenel Moïse, said, that they came to rob the bank. And no media never. These two allegations are shocking. The media it's all over.
Well, it's shocking in the sense that they just were released. I mean, it's an example of extreme corruption. Right? I mean, this is crazy.
The American, okay.
Now,
were they released.
Go ahead.
Not only were they released, Christopher Osmond, he went on his Instagram and he tries to spin the release. He said, we weren't released. We were rescued. Like as if to say that he was a victim of some sort of Haitian conspiracy between the prime minister and the Haitian president. So the fog is always there. Whenever there's a fog, always know. I want your people to understand this. That's the laboratory working. Haiti calls the CIA and the military industrial complex the laboratory, right? They don't want you to connect.
They don't want you to understand it because now we're like, what the hell? So where can people learn more about this story?
Okay.
Are you covering it? Are you reporting on it?
I have reported on it. You can go to my website, which is ezilidant.com. I've reported it. There's an album of all their pictures. There's an album of how I've associated them with their past. Like I said, Christopher Osmond, he was convicted on a road rage. Christopher Osmond.
They all are creeps.
He has like a series of felonies and assault and domestic. He has Osmond has domestic violence. The other one, like I said, has the forgery. And then you have Kroger, who's and then you have this Zsa Zsik, who nobody knows about. He's that Serb that we don't know where he came from, but it's interesting. The United States didn't just take the Americans. They took the Serbs too. So my conclusion is they were working also for the U.S. or has some sort of connection with the U.S. military. I don't know. But the two Serbs, imagine, right? The Americans, you know, they might say, okay, you know, our job is to help American who get in trouble overseas, right? But they actually, on their website, when they talk about consulate services to Americans who go overseas, it says, we can't get you out of prison. It says that right on their website. We can't, you know, help you with your legal case. But they did. And not only did they help the five Americans, they took the Serbians with them. And there's been a gag. Like, Osman is the only one that came out and said, thank you to the U.S. military. You guys were glorious. I've never felt so good about, you know, being part of the military because you rescued us. That's what he said. And I have, they've erased that Instagram, but I have it on my, if you go to my website, I have photo albums and in that photo album. But let me tell you why what we know. The day they were arrested, the Haitian Minister of Justice, who was in the cabinet of Henri Seyoum, who told you they came to kill him, okay, who's in his cabinet, went to the police to try to get these people released. Two senior advisors of the president of Haiti went to try to get them released. So three people went to get them released. And I'm going to say their names. It was Woody Ali, who's the Minister of Justice right now under Henri Seyoum, who's the prime minister, who went on CNN. Woody Ali, while he was on CNN talking about they come to kill him, his Minister of Justice was trying to get them released. Okay? And just to give you all the facts. And then you have this guy named Fritz Jean-Louis, and then who is a minister under Matéli. He was also in the government of Jovenel Moïse, and he's now a advisor of Jovenel Moïse. He owned one of the cars that the mercenaries were driving that was without plates, and he's a senior advisor to Jovenel Moïse, the president of Haiti. Another guy, oh God, I'm gonna forget his name. I'll think of it. Ardouin Zéphirin, who's another advisor to Jovenel Moïse, he also went to the police to try to get these men released. Okay, but thank God, and I'm gonna say his name for the chief of police. His name is Michael Angelo. Michael Ange Gédéon, Gedeon. He's our hero in this circumstance, because with all the pressure from the largest embassy in the world and all those people, he held them at least for 3 days. He held them from the 17th to the 20th when he charged them, tried to interrogate them. But every time, like I said, there were people from the palace coming to try to pressure the chief of police, Michael Ange, to release these guys.
This would be a movie. This would be a Hollywood. If you really knew the information behind it, this would be a major movie.
Exactly. It's a movie we all can write, okay? You, me, and your audience here. So Michael Angelo is our hero. He was pressured by two people from the National Palace that we know, and by, okay, so here comes some of the connections with, okay, for me, as a human rights lawyer, my first question is, the Haitian people are going to still be in the streets. They still want this man gone. This whole government come in with sham elections, who's stealing all their resources and money and so on. And they're going to be on the streets. My question is, they say that there are more white folks in Haiti. Some people say that there's I've heard 20 more. I've heard up to 100 more. They have been hired by businessmen connected to the Haitian president, who put the Haitian president in power. People who have those hotels that they use earthquake money to build, right? Now Haiti has all these hotels, the Best Western, the Oasis, all these hotels. And they're owned by Haitian oligarchs that want to continue the fleecing of the Haitian people. They say, now Osman said that Osman said in his Instagram post that his crew was hired by a businessman connected to the president of Haiti to do security work for them. Okay. So now this is that, like I said, and we can, you know, we knew it was the government because the Haitian people can't hire mercenaries. We have no money. We're dying. So we knew it was the government that hired them. I'm calling on the International Criminal Court to listen to me, to listen to Haitians, to go to my website. I want, you know, if there is law in the world, I'm calling on the U.S. prosecutors who are, for instance, prosecuting the illegal weapons that were dumped into Haiti by a black U.S. Marines on February, like around February 1st of this year. He was convicted of illegal weapons trafficking in Haiti. And he was connected to Jovenel Moïse, the president of Haiti. He was connected to Michel Martelly. They were bringing in guns, probably because the guns that these mercenaries have, they were already in Haiti. There is a case in, you can look it up, Junior Joseph with his brother, Jimmy Joseph, somewhere in Florida. I'm not sure if it's Orlando or Fort Lauderdale. Excuse me for that, but they were just convicted, the black Marine, the Marine, because you see, it's all military people. They see how weak we are and they come to make money.
Yeah, it's just, oh, and they're all creepy people who are compromised. Tell people what your website is again, and then will you stay after for my patrons?
Yes, yes, I will. Okay, so my website is... EZIL.com. EZILIDANTO.com. I do want to name before we go the ambassadors who are responsible for me. If I was able to go to court, I would bring in these ambassadors who are propping up this corruption in Haiti while the people of Haiti are trying to get rid of it. Those ambassadors are the ambassadors for the United States, Michelle Cisson. She's a career diplomat. She has done this all over the planet. And I want her children to hear me. You are killing children. Your mother is killing children in Haiti. I want the audience and people of these five nations whose ambassadors, they call themselves the core group. Those nations are Spain, Brazil, Germany, Canada, the United States, France. These are the six nations and their ambassadors. You are killing children, my people. You are killing folks that cannot fight, that have no Russia ally, no China ally. And I hope you look at your mother, your father, whoever these ambassadors are. Okay, they are aiding and abetting genocide in Haiti. There are killing folks who haven't eaten in days, who have been left cholera by the UN, who have been raped, who are being organ trafficked. That's who your parents, the ambassadors of these countries, and the ambassadors of the United Nations, the OAS, Organization of American States, and the UN. That's what you're about. And we want you to know. And I'm telling you this, my name is Ezelie Danton. I have been fighting for Haitians for almost 30 years now of my life. If I can't do it, my children will do it. And the children of my children will do it. We will come after you because you should not allow these people to kill innocents like this. And I'm telling the International Criminal Court to pay attention to what just happened in Haiti, because there are more mercenaries hired by this corrupt government being held by this core group of Westerners. So much so, the Haitians just burnt the American flag and asked Russia for help. That's what's going on in Haiti. And we know that the World War II powers do not care about us. So we will fight from one generation to the next. We will expose. We will not become what we fight against. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm appealing to conscious human being. And I know that's only 1% of the population, because I know most of it most people are so into the grind and so into, you know, all of the problems that this evil society has given to us, whether it's cancer with their awful pharmaceuticals, or whether it's their Monsanto food, or whether it's the Vatican and their Catholic pedophiles. We are tired. And I am saying, for the on behalf of 13 million Haitians who can't speak and who don't have a platform, these are the ambassadors that are propping up this genocide in Haiti. And those seven men, I don't know what their personal history is or what they have on them, but those that are left in Haiti, please stop killing my people. It is not a sport to just shoot a person down from the street who is just asking for a better living, who is asking to live, just to shoot them like that, and then have the U.S. ambassador come and take them and let them go into the regular public. Thank you.